Thank you for calling Local Splash. This is Jason speaking. How may I help you?
Hi, good morning, Jason. I'm calling because of looks like the credit card that I used with you guys it expired, and I just got a new one, so I just want to make sure that you got the right one now, so you can do the automatically payment.
All right. Okay. Thank you so much for letting us know. Let me just check your account real quick. By the way, this is Josie Gomez, right? J Gomez Painting.
That is correct.
Okay. All right. Okay. Let me just update your credit card details right here. One moment.
I'm driving right now, and in case of if the call disconnected, I'll call you back.
Okay. All right. No worries. I'm just checking your account right now. One moment.
Okay. I just got a text message talking about the credit card thing. They expire soon, so just calling back to make sure.
Okay. No worries. Let me see. One moment. Okay, may you have the credit card number, please?
Okay, hold on a second. Hold on.
Okay, no worries.
Okay, I believe I don't know if I have the same one, but looks like it's not gonna expire. It's 51 78 05 94 44 49 66 65 80.
I'm sorry, what's the last two digits? 86?
The last digit?
Last two?
Okay, 18.
Okay, let me just repeat that one. It's 5178-0594-4449-6518.
Yes, correct.
Okay. And when's the expiration date of this new card?
02/28. 02/2028,
right?
It says 02/28.
Okay, 02/28. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, and how about the CVV?
658.
658. Okay. And your billing details is still the same, right? It's still Josie S. Gomez Zelaya, correct?
Correct. Yeah. Correct. Everything.
And the address, it's still the 668 Paris Street, San Francisco.
That is right. Yeah.
Okay. All right. I already updated your card, and your billing is still next month, so... Yeah, we should okay for now. Yeah, your next billing, it's... let me see. Actually, the current card was charged successfully today. So, I'm not sure... Yeah.
Huh. Did it have the same card or different one?
The one that I just replaced, it's the 8022 card. Because your billing date is always on the 20th of the month. So in our system, we always, you know, charge the card just after midnight. So when we were able to charge the card today. Let me see. Yeah, actually, it's today we were able to charge that card. And then your next billing will be on January 20th. So on the January 20th, we will be charging the new card that you just provided, okay?
Okay. Did the card that I just gave you, the same as the one that I had before or different?
Different. The old one, it has 8022 as the last four digits. It's a different card. Different number.
Different number? Oh, let me see. Hold on a second. I just want to see which card did I have. Hold on.
Okay. All right.
Let me see if... something real quick.
The last four numbers for your old card, it was 8022.
Oh, I see. You know what? That's weird.
Do you want to keep? Is that card still active? The 8022.
It is, but I just got the new one.
Okay.
The different three numbers in the back. Can we keep that one actually?
The 8022.
Yes, I'm sorry.
Yeah, no worries. I can change it back to its. One moment, let me see.
Yeah, I think it's just gonna be a couple. I mean, the expiration day is gonna be different.
Actually, the expiration date is 2023 December, so that maybe that's the reason why they sent you a new card, because the expiration for that one is December 2023, so this month.
Yes.
And again, if they, you know, if we're gonna charge you for next month, it's gonna be expired already. So maybe that's why it charged today for the December billing, but for next month, it's not gonna charge It's not gonna charge successfully anymore, because again, the expiration date of that one is December 2023. So you made a good call and, you know, updated the card. So I think you should just go ahead and update the card, because it will expire next month. It will not be it's already expired for next month, so it won't charge the card anymore. So let's just update it to the new one, okay? The new one that you just provided.
Yeah, let's can you delete the new one that I just provided you? Since it's the credit card, I don't want to use that one actually.
Okay. Do you want to keep the old one?
Yeah, let's keep the old one. I'll give you the new expiration date and the numbers in the back.
Okay. All right. No worries. Are you going to, okay. Yeah, just call us or let us know if you have a new expiration date for this one already, okay?
Yeah, I mean, I already have it, yeah.
You already have it. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah. Do you want the numbers from the card? The whole thing?
Yeah, we need the number, the whole thing again.
Okay. So it's 4259.
Okay.
0729 8570. 8022.
Okay. All right.
Expiration day is
11/27. Uh huh. Okay. Okay. Let me just repeat the card number. It's 4259 0729 8570-8022, correct?
Correct.
And then the expiration is 1127, okay?
Yes.
And the security code or the CVV?
It's 116.
116, okay. All right, so I will update your card, okay? It's to the 8022 that you just provided, and it will charge your card on January 20th, okay?
All right, okay. Sounds perfect.
Okay, is there anything else that I can help you with aside from this one?
Yes, I took to you guys like 2 months ago or something like that about fixing my website.
Mm-hmm.
And to delete some photos and stuff like that. The designer that was helping me didn't really do what I asked for. So maybe whenever she can, if she can call me back so we can talk about it.
Okay. All right. Let me just check your website real quick. Okay. One moment.
Okay.
Okay, all right.
Okay.
Okay, I can see your website right here. What changes do you want to make on the website? Or if you have time, you can also email us so that you can detail and explain, you know, in your email or maybe attach photos or screenshots of the things that you want to change so that I can forward it to our website team so that they'll have an idea of, you know, of your requests, because I see, yeah, it's already like a few months ago when you had a discussion and made changes to your website. Let me see.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll send you guys an email then, so it can be more clear.
Just send us an email, and it would be best if you can provide screenshots so that we'll know what exactly to change, where exactly to go, or what photos to replace, or what text to change, okay?
Okay. Perfect. Thank you for your help.
All right. Thank you so much, too, for your time, and have a good day.
Likewise. Happy holidays. Bye-bye.
Happy holidays, too. Thank you. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye.